At a time when some groups are calling for stricter ethics rules for the Supreme Court, the justices today seemed disinclined to interfere in state ethics codes. At issue was a question never examined by the court before. First, whether a legislative vote is free speech protected by the Constitution, and more specifically, whether states may forbid office holders from voting on matters that appear to involve a personal conflict. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
In 2006, the Nevada Ethics Commission ruled that Michael Carrigan, a city councilman in Sparks, Nevada, had violated the state ethics code by voting for a casino development at a time when his close friend and campaign manager was being paid $10,000 a month by the developer. After consulting the city attorney, Carrigan disclosed his relationship but voted to approve the casino project. The State Ethics Commission ruled that Carrigan should have recused himself from voting, Commission Executive Director Karen Jenkins.
The commission determined a reasonable person in Mr. Carrigan's position would be materially affected by the conflict such that they would have a hard time exercising independent judgment based on the conflict.
Carrigan didn't agree.
I did not do anything unethical. If I would have done it something unethical, I would have resigned.
So he appealed to the Nevada Supreme Court, which ruled in his favor, declaring that voting by an elected public officer is protected speech under the First Amendment. Today, in the U.S. Supreme Court, Nevada's lawyer John Elwood told the justices that the state's recusal rules have worked without any problem for 30 years. Justices Kennedy and Alito asked a series of questions, suggesting nonetheless that the law might be so vague that an officeholder wouldn't know when to recuse. Justice Alito, suppose a city councilman were voting on a property tax that would affect his second cousin and everyone else in the town. Would he have to recuse? Elwood said that a broadly held interest that applies to a cousin and everyone else likely would not qualify as a conflict of interest. Justice Scalia, we haven't had a case like this in 220 years, and it's certainly not because the rules have not been vague, starting with the ethics rules adopted by the first Congress. Our Constitution provides that the rules of the legislature are to be determined by Congress and not by this court, and I'm sure we would not review those rules. Lawyer Elwood agreed. Chief Justice Roberts, if the First Amendment doesn't apply to legislative ethics codes, then you would have no objection to biased rules, would you? Answer, absolutely we would, if the rules discriminated against a particular viewpoint. Question, do you think the rules of the House of Representatives, allocating time on the floor or committee memberships, are neutral? They're biased in favor of the majority party. Justice Breyer, if voting is not speech, then no matter how outrageous the rule or law, we don't review it. And if it is speech, then you get into some of these questions that were raised. Is this too vague or is it not? Justice Scalia, if the Speaker of the House counts the votes wrong and says the ayes have it when it's obvious the ayes don't have it, is there any greater violation of democratic principles, and yet we don't review it here? Taking issue with at least part of that was lawyer Joshua Rosenkranz representing Councilman Carrigan. If the police of political purity are going to tell an elected official that he cannot cast the vote that he was elected to cast, they have to do it clearly and for an important reason. Justice Scalia, is the vote of a judge like the vote of a legislator? Is it speech? After all, judges are barred from participating in cases if there would be a, quote, appearance of impropriety. Is there anything vaguer than that? Can I get out of all of this stuff? Answer, no. Judges are just plain different. They're supposed to bring no political loyalties to the bench. Legislators are expected to bring political loyalties. Justice Kagan, what about the executive branch? When the Secretary of Defense gives a speech and the President fires him, does the Secretary have a First Amendment claim? Answer, absolutely not. But here we have a rule that takes political associations and treats them as corrupting. If a lobbyist for the NRA or NARAL works in a campaign to get like-minded legislators elected, that very act under Nevada law could invalidate the vote of the legislator. Justice Scalia, if that's what it means, you'd think the legislature would change it, wouldn't you? So why don't we let them change it? Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.